we finished, where did we finish yesterday morning? Who can recall what we talked about yesterday morning? Little review.
We talked about Maharaj Parikshit's compassionate question about how the living entities can be saved from going to hell and suffering those conditions. Mm. Even somebody who may be practicing nicely and piously, he may also make mistakes, so how to avoid that. Then we discussed the questions and the solutions given by Sukadeva. Mm. First one was Duprashita, Karmakandi, Prashita. But Maharaj Parikshit was not very happy with that answer.
Can you hear back there? Yes, okay.
He was not very happy with that answer, and then Sukadeva Goswami suggested cultivation of knowledge, which also was not fully satisfying. Mm. Finally, Sukadeva Goswami said that unalloyed devotion, single-pointed devotion to Lord Vasudeva is the only way one can completely get rid of the tendency for sinful reactions. There are tendency for sinning, not just the sinful reactions, the tendency for sinning. Then we started discussing the story of Ajamila. Mm. And at the time of Ajamila's departure, when he was about to die, he called out the name of Lord Narayana, although he was calling his son. His intention was to call the son. So then the Yamadutas were stopped by the Vishnudutas, and they were asked a question. They were challenged by the Vishnudutas. Well, who is punishable? That was the essential question that we were discussing. Hmm. According to Dharma, who is punishable? And the Yamadutas gave the right answer, that one who is not following the authority of scripture, they are the ones who are to be punished. And anyone who is engaged in fruitive activity without following the scriptural rules and regulations, they are to be punished regardless of who they may be. Mm. And they give also some, that is the, they give the scriptural evidence for that. They say that we heard this from Yamaraj, and also they say, based on their own experience, how the different living entities are caught up in the different modes of nature, and apparently they have different bodies because of their body absorption.
Yeah. So, nice review. So we're now at the position where they're going to apply the principles. So who is punishable? Now, how do those principles of who is punishable apply to Ajamila? So, Shukadeva Goswami is narrating. In the beginning he said, I want to narrate a story, historical, factual story that illustrates what I just answered to you, Maharaj Parikshit, about shelter in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord as the means of counteracting reactions to sins and the consequent suffering that comes from those sins. Now I'm going to tell a story of it, in the stories of Ajamil, so he tells a story. Now within the story, the Yamadutas describe more detail about Ajamila. So that's where we're beginning. The details narrated by the Yamadutas about Ajamila. So they're going to explain how, this is how we apply the principles of punishable, not punishable in this case. So the story of Ajamila is that he was he was actually a very, very wonderful young boy and young man. As this is being narrated, he was already married. So it gives some idea of his age. He wasn't just a little boy. And here, I'm going to read it because it's such a nice description. In the purport, Prabhupada explains, this description tells us of the good qualities that are expected to be exhibited by one who is situated in goodness. And he has them. Here they are. Ajamil, in the beginning, studied all the Vedic literatures. He was a reservoir of good character, good conduct.